Welcome to the 29th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Kyle, talking into my voice box.
Kyle has a special mic today, yes, so now he feels very special.
Yes. Where are we, guys?
We are in Spokane, Washington.
Yes, not for a convention, though.
No, we are visiting Kevin and Kyle's parents.
Yes. Wait, what? They're my parents, too?
I guess. Oh. Unless you're adopted.
I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, man, that makes sense. I thought it was the milk boy's or the milkman's boy for a while. But that makes sense.
Now you're just adopted.
Yeah. They just moved into this house, and they have a really badass deck. So yes, we were like, let's do it out there. Yeah.
And so if you're watching, if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, we are perfectly exposed, and so is the background.
Yes, the video looks beautiful.
Yes, beautiful.
But hey, you know what are you gonna do? It's a nice day, and we want to be in. We want to enjoy nature.
We wanted to be outside. Yes. Yeah, so plus, the inside is boxes.
Yeah, lots of boxes.
Holly was like almost had a heart attack when she walked. She's like,
well, yeah. I wanted to clean everything.
We came to visit, got suckered into free labor. So yeah. That's great.
But we threw away a lot of our...
Kevin's not bitter about it at all.
No.
We came 1 week too early, and I don't know why we agreed to come this weekend. It looked like it was more done than actually is, I guess.
Yes, with the video chats with your parents, it looked like they were done.
Yeah.
Yes. They were not
done.
Then
the old house was like, oh, God, there's so much crap.
Yeah, there was a lot of crap. It was a lot of garbage. That's all it was.
Well, that's why I throw away so much.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And we have to do a Goodwill run.
I'm okay with that, though.
Yeah. Unless we should do a giveaway of our childhood memories.
Yeah. If you want Kevin and Kyle's childhood memories,
please come to this.
Please come pick it up.
Or submit your name and photo to the never mind.
What is this, like Nickelodeon in like 1992?
Yeah.
And two
Chicago, Illinois.
Send in a postcard with your name.
To send it to Zoom.
Send to Zoom.
Oh my God. It's 02134 Boston, Mass.
Oh, not Chicago.
Well, no, the Chicago one was the what was the dog? The safe house.
McGruff house.
Yeah, the McGruff house.
Oh, well,
Scruff
but
McGruff.
But you said
Chicago,
Zoom.
Illinois.
60652.
Yep.
Yep. We were.
Do you remember the Scruff McGruff?
I didn't
houses?
Watch Scruff McGruff.
It was a commercial. It was a commercial for safe houses. Like,
no.
You could hang up a little dog on
your
window.
We didn't have those commercials in Seattle
because none of the houses were safe in Seattle.
Yeah. We did have Zoom though.
Yeah, I remember Zoom. Zoom was like on for a long time. Apparently,
Zoom was like on when our parents were kids.
Really?
Yeah.
We got like the tail end of it right before public television failed on us, and it went out.
It's still there.
Is it still there? I thought they stopped.
I don't know about Zoom. I don't know.
Zoom went on for a long time still, yeah. And Sesame Street's still there and shit.
Well, Sesame Street's OG at this point. You can't get rid of Sesame Street without destroying childhood memories.
So I have a confession of dumbassery that I did while I was here, and Kevin pointed it out this morning.
Oh, Jesus.
So my legs have been kind of dry. It's really dry here.
Yes,
so my lips are dry. Desert. I forgot chapstick. You know, I'm just dry. And so I had shorts on yesterday, and I was touching my legs, and I was like, ah, my legs feel so dry. There's this tub in the bathroom, like a lotion tub. And I was like, lotion, putting it on. And I put it on my legs, and my legs felt great. End of story. Go to the bathroom this morning, and Kevin looks at spins the tub around and stares at it and goes, you know, this is hair conditioner, right?
Because
it
looks like a lotion tub.
It looks like a lotion tub.
Anyway,
I have a lotion tub that looks exactly like that.
Okay, all right.
And like, why would hair conditioner be in a tub and not like
a squeezy bottle?
And
then what? Just walk around all day with freaking conditioner in your
hair? You put it in your hair and then you wash it. It might be.
But why is it a tub? I feel like it should be all my conditioners. Even I buy like fancy ones, cheap ones. Doesn't matter. They're always in squeezies.
And never in tubs.
Are we sure this thing is
working? Yes, it's working. Look, when you talk, it goes up. It's fine.
Oh, Kyle's unsure his mic is working.
Because I moved suddenly.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Anyways.
Yeah, so I felt real special. But, I mean, my legs felt good, so.
And that's all that matters.
I guess if you run out of lotion, you can use hair conditioner. Yeah.
As long as it has coconut oil in it.
And then the lotion bottle looked like conditioner.
Or like hair gel or something.
Yeah. Ugh.
So, and that's probably why my mom got it for cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
Why? Because the bottles are wrong.
Yeah. No normal person would buy that bottle.
People are buying Nivea and they're like, what the fuck?
Putting in their hair. Like, oh, this
again. Hey, I mean, if you put lotion in your hair, it would still feel soft, right?
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
I heard you could just, you could, I mean, well, we watched this thing in like high school home ec where it was basically like this guy came on and was like, you can wash your hair with dish soap. It doesn't matter. Like he was saying like commercialized products are just there to smell
you
good.
You got a hippie.
Is that what it was?
I mean,
it was like a documentary. Like, we were watching it, and I was just like, dish soap.
Yeah,
that would be pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it would strip a lot of oils out. Yeah, so your scalp would get flaky. So,
but
cosplayers don't use dish soap.
Dish soap.
Dish soap. Well, you can probably use it for your wig. I don't know. No. Use shampoo.
Special wig shampoo.
No, there probably is wig shampoo actually, but I think most people
dry shampoo.
People use a lot of different things on their wigs, like
soap for hair.
Like if you have a crazy wig that's all ratted, you can like put
detergent. You and Rebecca did it. It did nothing.
Okay, no. Okay, here's the deal. So there's all these. So like, there's a couple things you can do with it. Like if it's too shiny and cheap looking and you put it in detergent, it like mattifies it. So it looks more like natural a little bit and not like cheap and shiny, you know, mm-hmm. People have before and after pictures. I've seen it. So Rebecca freaking, there's this costume like store, this really big store called Champion in mm-hmm. Seattle. And they have a bunch of wigs and
cheap wigs.
I think some of them are okay because they carry Ben Nye products, which are like makeup for stage and stuff, and those are really high quality. So they have high quality and low quality. They're all over the place.
Okay.
So Rebecca got this fucking wig out of like the discount bin there. Like it was like in a box, and it was like curly.
And this
was
for her Harlequin.
It was curly, which not Harlequin, and it was mixed like black and red. I don't think it was split down the middle. I think it was like mixed.
Yeah, I think
right?
so. Yeah.
And so she's like, I want to fix this wig. And so I was like, well, it looks like cheap. So if we do the detergent thing, you know, that's. But this wig was like so cheap and like so shitty that it didn't even work. And it just like stayed the same. And then it just became like this ball of rat.
And then you guys tried to comb it.
And we just basically ripped the whole wig off.
Ripping hair out.
It was like the cheapest. I mean, you're not really. You're supposed to. If you comb a wig, you're supposed to do it very gently and like. And I was planning on doing that. Like, I got, like, a really wide-toothed comb and, like, was, like, barely touching it, you know? And it was just, like...
Yeah, it might be, like...
It was just... It was, I swear to God, it was, like, $2.
It's probably drunk sorority girl quality. Enough for a slutty Halloween costume quality.
It wasn't...
Not to say that the actual full costume.
There are, yeah, like
cosplay quality.
Rebecca usually gets her wigs off at eBay, and they're usually pretty good. They're from China, and they're usually good quality. So I don't know why she thought
this $2 wig.
Why she picked up this wig in her hand and said yes.
It was partially because she was running out of time, though, wasn't it? It was like 2 days before, and she's like, "I don't have time to order a wig."
Yeah, that's why. That's why you don't do that unless you have a local wig store that has cosplay wigs.
I'm sure this happens, but like, can you get like real hair wigs?
Oh yeah,
like, yeah.
Because I feel like that would be like, if you can afford
those, it's expensive.
Yeah, expensive. Yeah, if you can afford those, that'd be like the best option. You can dye it, and you can just do whatever you want to it over and over again, and it'll just be like, well, shit, I'm here.
It's really expensive though. It the cost difference between a cosplay wig and like real hair wig is like a couple hundred bucks.
It's all magnitude. One magnitude.
Oh, fair enough. That's fair.
So I was. I have a lot of time to think at my job, and I was thinking that my life has kind of come full circle in a small aspect of it, because when I was a kid, a very little kid, I was scared of anyone that was in a costume.
Okay.
So if they had, you know,
the McGruff houses,
the full, yeah, pretty sure McGruff would have scared the shit out of me. Okay. If they had like Winnie the Pooh, like full outfit on, screaming, even if it was human, like Cinderella screaming. It was like,
Disneyland was her horror show.
And I loved Disney movies too. So it wasn't like I had this weird thing. So my parents took me to Disneyland when I was like six, and they wanted, I really liked Captain Hook at the time, and they wanted me to take a picture. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go do it. And then they started walking towards me, like, I can't. And I just started, like, screaming and crying. And then later, there was a Snow White there, and I remember thinking she was really pretty. And so I was like, okay, I'm get a picture. And so my grandma's holding me next to Snow White, and I have this, like, these tears down my face, and I'm like, like, oh like half smiling.
Yeah, it's and pretty then, funny pictures.
Have you seen that
picture?
Yeah,
I've seen them. Your mom or grandma showed it to me during Christmas.
And now I hang around people in costume all day.
That's not full circle. Yeah. And then
it is full circle. It was
now
like,
you
I
need
mean,
to get
like,
afraid of them again.
Okay, so it's a 180.
Yes.
Yeah. That is, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sorry.
That is a funny thing about, like, parents, though, is, like, even if the picture's like crap, like, we're taking this damn
picture. They think it's funny. My parents thought it was fucking hilarious.
You're just bawling your
eyes out. Yeah, my mom's like, it's a person! I don't know why I was scared. And then, but after that experience, I wasn't scared anymore. So,
well, there you go.
It was like facing your fears kind of thing.
Yeah, you got all the cries out of you.
Yeah, you throw yourself in the gauntlet, and then you're like, I'm good now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about that at work. Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure if cosplay was as big as it was when I was a kid and I was thrown into a convention, I'd probably just be screaming the whole time. Like, oh my God!
Every time,
like, like, I didn't go to a birthday party once because someone was a bunny, like,
wow, what?
Yeah, they were out front, and I was like, grandma, I can't go in.
Oh my God.
She's like, god damn it, Holly, like, drove away.
Wow, worst granddaughter ever.
You were that child.
I don't know why. I wonder if something weird happened when I was really little. Like, I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Halloween.
With those Easter bunny pictures where the bunny looks like shit.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, murdering bunny. He's like sitting on
his
lap. You're like,
oh,
God, so scary.
I don't know what it was. Santa was nope. Oh, no. That whole thing. Do you know about Santa with me?
No, what happened with you and Santa?
Oh, Jesus. Holly has severe.
This was the same time era, right?
Yeah, people in costumes.
Yes. And,
jeez.
Well, what scared me was that Santa just came down your chimney and busted into your house in the middle of the night. Like, that was uncomfortable to me. I was like, that's scary. Is he going to come in my room and look at me? Like, okay. I didn't like it. Like, we'd make the cookies and milk, and I'd write a note. I'd say, Santa, please leave all the presents on the front porch. And then we'd leave the milk and cookies on the front porch with the note. And then when I woke up on Christmas, all the presents from Santa would be on the front porch and not inside. So I'd have to run to the front door, open the door, pick up the presents, and then put them on the tree.
Poor Jim. Poor Jim. He's like, god damn it.
He's outside now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I went to bed at like some early-ass ridiculous time, like probably. 8:30? So your parents are like, okay, put the cookies out. And like 30 minutes later, they're like, okay. Just won't. Dump.
Yeah. Or your dad might just go, hum.
I know. Well, I always like it when, I mean, this happened with my cousins too, like the parents always leave like crumbs on the plate so you like know that they ate it. Did you guys have Santa?
No, are you kidding me? What the hell? Do you think we have a normal
Is there like
family?
Chinese Santa?
There's no Chinese Santa.
It was, we never for a moment. Buddha? Honestly, it was weird. We never
we
for
had,
a moment.
Yeah, we never had Santa.
Yeah.
No.
But there well, was never. Well, maybe when I was really young.
Yeah, I never.
I don't think you did.
I never believed in him to begin. Well, so, sorry, like, guys. Spoilers.
Santa. Spoiler alert. Santa.
So, I'm interested. So, like, growing up, I don't know how I knew about Santa. I don't know if my parents, like, were like, hey, Santa, or if I learned it from, like, friends or just, like, friends, movies or whatever. Yeah. But. So, like, it was just never a thing. Mm-hmm. You didn't even talk about it. And then when you went to school, were you confused?
No, I think, for me at least, because I know Kevin may like not have had Santa, might have had Santa, I never had the inkling that Santa existed. But at the same time, I was never rude about it. I never, like, when
you never,
talk about Santa, I was never like, it doesn't exist. I was just like, okay.
That's what I'm worried. That's what I would worry about, you know, like, because I don't, you know, kids, I don't really think about it. But I was like, would I tell my kid about Santa? And I was like, what if I didn't? Would he be like that jackass that goes to school and, like, Santa's not real, fucking, you know, like.
But I guess, to be honest, though, I don't remember that many kids talking about Santa when I was young.
Yeah, most people didn't really talk about it. It was just kind of was Christmas if you celebrated it, and then you had it at home, and then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of my feelings. I don't remember kids saying, hey, did you see Santa coming? Like, no one ever said that. So, like, hey, did you have Santa? Did you leave Santa?
One of my cousins, quote, believed in Santa for way too long. And I think she was milking it. Like,
I think she was, yeah.
Because my aunt's really into Christmas and like really into Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking like 12 years old.
That cousin. Okay.
We're talking 12. Yeah. So this, I remember the last time she believed in Santa, which a couple years ago, and I was sitting in the living room, and I leaned over to my grandma, and I'm like, she can't still believe in Santa, right? Like, I mean, you can't go that long without like not knowing, you know? Yeah. And then my grandma's like, yeah, I don't think she does. I think she's just doing it for her mom. So then I Googled.
For free stuff.
I found a forum about.
Make a mom happy. You don't know.
Yeah. I found a forum about.
You actually researched this.
About how old you were when you found out or figured out that Santa wasn't real. Mm. And then it became this thing. These people started bitching. They're like, once I found out Santa wasn't real, I didn't trust my parents anymore. And I haven't trusted them since then. They lied to me all those years and blah, blah, blah. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? It's Santa.
To make you happy.
It's Santa. Like, you're upset. The tooth fairy's not real either. Did that upset you as well?
Did you guys get money under your pillow? No.
No, I tried it once and it didn't work. And I was like, well, that's bullshit.
Oh, I can just imagine like a little Kyle like going to bed at night. And he's like, oh yeah, tooth.
No, I one night I pulled one out and it was actually when it came out naturally. So I didn't bleed that much. So I didn't really tell my parents. I was like, pulled it out. I was like, oh, cool. I put it in like one of those little Chinese envelopes. I put it on my pillow.
You put in a red envelope?
Yeah. And the next morning I woke up and it was still fucking there. I was like, well, this is real.
I think I only got it like once.
Because it's such a pain in the ass. Yeah, like, imagining as a kid just be like,
and I'm pretty
stick my guff. My
and I'm pretty sure I woke up during the process of the exchange.
Just sticking your hands in, just lifting your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, the tooth fairy's kind of weird. I don't think I ever really.
Tooth fairy was things where it's like, see, the problem is that you're as a parent, you will. Well, I'm not a parent yet, but as a parent, you'll realize like, not only am I having to pay for your damn teeth. I'm giving you money for your tooth.
Like, okay. But realistically, you're giving them like $5 to $10.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I got like a dollar.
And you're not paying that much. You're giving them a goddamn dollar. That's like a soda. Have a soda.
That's not even a McChicken these days. Okay, that's the problem with the dollar.
I don't know about that.
It used to be chicken.
Maybe it's a McChicken here in Spokane.
No. They said the dollar menu. They said a dollar menu is not the dollar menu anymore. The only thing left on the dollar menu is a sweet tea.
Yeah, no. That was well, that's in Seattle. That's what I'm saying. It's regional per.
Well, someone posted on Reddit and it was a different.
Yes,
town.
But that's no.
Anyway,
city.
Okay, we're not talking. We're not fighting about McDonald's.
You can actually go online to the McDonald's site and you can. Each state has the minimum price for each thing, and then it can go up from there. But you can actually say, what is on the dollar menu in this state? And it'll tell you. What is in the corporate stores? What's a dollar? What's not?
Yes.
All right, let's switch to something cosplay related because I have something to talk about.
So, on that note of switching to cosplay related, we need to talk about our lovely sponsors this week. Sponsors. Pinky Paradise. You can get contact lenses, cosplay contact lenses, prescription or non-prescription, colored, and astigmatism approved. Everything that you want, nice sealed from Germany. You visit EliteCosplay.com/PinkyParadise and take a look at the sales that they always have.
Yes. Kyle approves of the astigmatism one. I want to make like a Kyle sticker where it's like, Kyle approves. Anyways. So, I think this app came out, I don't know, very recently because suddenly everybody's on it. It's called Cosplay Animo. And I kept, for like the first couple of days, I kept thinking it said cosplay amino. And I was like, amino acids? Like, okay.
Animo.
Animo. I don't know what's up with that. But it's a whole cosplay app where you can make a profile, load pictures in there, make blogs, post tutorials, post. You can link YouTube videos through it, like your own YouTube videos. There's a forum. It's a huge forum. There's public chats. So you can just do like live chatting with people through the app. There's like a, it like conglomerates a news feed. So like really popular things that people are talking about. And you can like things or comment on things. It's pretty crazy.
It's very centralized.
It's kind of what's the cosplay world kind of needed. Like there's not really a good app to like socialize, you know? I mean, everybody uses like Instagram and Snapchat, but those are just really general. This is like literally for cosplay.
Yeah.
And people started linking it just to it, I think on Monday. That's when we got ours. I jumped on it really fast. I was like, what's that? Let's go.
Yeah.
There, I don't know. They don't have a website, though. So it's not, like, a website and an app. It's just the app, which is very unique because most of the cosplay, like, websites like cosplay.com or World Cosplay, all those ones, they're just websites, and they're always like, oh, we might do an app, you know, I don't know. And they never do it, or it's, like, really shitty.
Yeah.
So, and this app's, like, I don't know. I was looking through it. The forum's really good. It's very interesting.
So is it... It links to other, like, news sites then, too, right? It's just like a...
You can if you post it like that.
It's just a, I don't think of the word.
It's like a forum app. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it looks nice. It doesn't look, look like a forum. You know what I mean? Like, where it's just, like, text. It's a lot of pictures and video and...
Which is the thing with cosplay, honestly.
Yeah, it's looking at it. So, I mean, this is what the forum looks like. Like, you just...
Oh, okay.
And then you can click on topics and, you know, there's the topic or whatever. And then you can, talk below. Yeah, no, it's really blown up.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So how many, I mean.
I know a couple websites that are probably kind of pissed that this came out.
Well, I mean, again, it's one of those things where you just have to, you need to stay ahead of the game. And it surprises me that it's taken so long for a cosplay app like that to come out because everyone at conventions is on their phones. Like, no one brings a laptop with them.
More and more people they use stuff on their phones. Like, even people that access our website, I see it. It's a lot of mobile.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's way more convenient than, or even on your phone, like, typing in a web address, like, why not just click a button, like, click an app.
Yeah, click an app, and then the whole thing's in there.
You could bookmark websites.
It's not the same.
Yeah, bookmarked websites are
not
also,
the same.
You can save it onto the desktop as an app page.
So, Kevin likes his computer a lot.
I do. I'm questioning the validity of this app.
Oh, why?
I'm trying to figure out.
Do you want to play with it?
No,
that's
fine. Are you
looking for it to fail, Kevin? What the hell?
I'm not looking for it to fail. I'm just envisioning their monetization platform. And
there currently is no monetization platform.
Exactly. And you see, that costs money to run an app like that. So, I mean, we're talking.
So what are the costs behind an app? Server?
Well, okay. So to write the app. From ground
took
up,
time, took
yeah,
your time,
exactly.
Personal time. Yes.
Exactly. So, and that's, and then there's server costs. So that's depending on how many people are using the app. We're talking like, so anywhere from 10 to a couple $100 a month. And then the time that I wrote
depending
it,
on how many people are accessing it
exactly.
Constantly.
And while it's running, you have developers.
Exactly.
Developers,
exactly. Developers, or just one dude. I don't know. It seems
well
enough put together.
I don't know who made it. There's not like, oh.
See, we need to do this. This is called due diligence. And then
way to bring something up, Holly, and not fall through.
Sorry.
No.
I Googled it. And nothing comes up. It's really weird. It's like, because I Googled it because I was like, what are the fuck are
all
these people talking about? And it doesn't even, I don't even know where it's based out of.
When you don't have to pay for something, you are the thing that they're selling. It's like Google. Basically, your personal information.
The only thing I can think of that they could do on that main page is like ads, like how Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, and then
it's
they
in
just
your feed
sell
or whatever.
Personal data.
Oh yeah, it's like sponsored ad or something. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
And they do that by selling personal data. So watch out, everybody.
Kevin,
I'm not bashing them.
Kevin,
I'm just
geez.
Kevin's the definition of what they call a boner killer.
Yeah, I'm just saying. When you don't
but
know
is
what they're
the,
selling.
But is the app not nice?
It is nice.
It's nice to look at.
There are
and
a couple subtle cues that make me think that it was outsourced and written in a different country. The design of it isn't as well put together. The color scheme, the flows, and all that stuff.
Well,
aren't, don't scream
Kevin,
to me.
Kevin
like
used
a
to
silicone,
write apps for a company, so this is...
Kevin was a developer.
It's not like a Silicon Valley app that someone sat
Silicon
down...
Silicon Valley?
Silicon
oh, you're
Valley,
saying so. It looks like it has a template, basically, that they started off... Well,
or,
it does,
well, not
it
only
does
that,
but it, at least it works. It's not clunky.
What is it called again?
Cosplay Animo.
A-N-I-M-O. Is it available for Android?
Available for Android and iPhone.
Okay, so it's probably...
That's why there's a lot of people on there, I think, because it's... Did you say BlackBerry?
Yeah. BlackBerry will be able to run Android soon.
Really?
Yes, they're putting an engine in there to support it. Same with Windows.
When Kyle and I were cleaning out one of the bedrooms, we found an old BlackBerry of his.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your
I was like, BlackBerry?
9800 or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It was a weird thing.
I know Kevin likes to think about it. Kevin likes to think stuff about a business standpoint, you know, like, how are they making money? How are they going to survive? You know, is this person or people, are they just going to keep running it? Like, how do they have the time to keep running it? Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just thinking, oh, it looks cool. Because it's important. If it was clunky and gross looking, people wouldn't use it. That's very true.
Or how about they're just doing things for the better, for the greater good?
Nothing's for free, Kyle.
Everything's for free. One's mine.
Our favorite news site, Reddit, is free for the
most
part.
I was thinking about a cosplay, a video for our YouTube that we could possibly do. And tell me what you guys think. It might be a Kevin video.
Swatch your face.
How to
abuse Kevin.
Yeah.
Used and
hashtag. I don't know how to like word this nicely.
Say it basically, as rude as possible.
No, it's not rude. It's just gonna be crude, I guess, more than like, caveman-esque. How to like
just say it crude.
I'm trying to think it, like, how to save money while cosplaying, or how to save up for cosplay, or how to budget for cosplay with your daily expenses and stuff. Yeah. Or not on a budget, but like
budgeting for cosplay.
Yes, there you go. Sorry.
All right. I can do that.
Because it's like it's an extra cost. It's not,
that's true.
You don't need to cosplay. Like, it's not life, you know what I mean? Like, you need to pay bills or, you know, whatever you have, food, if you rent, you know, an apartment or house or whatever.
I like
car,
it. Approved.
Those comes first. But if, you know, like how to monthly, you know, put some cash aside, even if you're not building something currently or, you know.
My only concern would be legal purposes for that. It's like, how are we going to put that? How are we going to put a...
No, that's fine.
It's like Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, like Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey can throw information at you. Okay, I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay.
Approved.
That's Kevin. Well, okay, how many episodes do you think we can
just
make?
Just one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was like a series? Thing. Like, all right, day one. I eat this today. I saved $5. Congratulations to me. That is a wig now.
$5 wig. $5 from the discount bin at Champion in Seattle. Good job.
But you also need laundry detergent to fix it. So.
Yeah, that's another couple bucks.
Additional incurs.
That's like $8 all there.
Go to the dollar store and get like the Zoom or the Zam stuff, you know, that they sell. It's just,
I don't want to know how you know that.
Dollar store? Dude, I was in college. Dollar store. And once in a while, you got to live cheap, man.
No. Everything.
Sometimes, okay.
From
Kevin
the great
and I went
Amazon
into the,
God. Rain down on your 2-day
shipping
to me.
Amazon God.
Or I can get it instantly. It was on the dollar store. You know.
Well, Kevin and I had to buy some toys to film the how to pose with another person because we bought like bats and guns.
That's the one
guns.
That you abused Kevin, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's the one where I guess I abused Kevin and people in the comments are very concerned for Kevin's well-being.
Help.
And how horribly awkward, I guess, Kevin and I are in that video.
Because Kevin's a constant, people are
listen,
you guys.
Yeah, listen. We were on campus at University of Washington. There was hordes of people just standing there staring at us. So that was the situation. Anyways, the dollar store has like name brand candy, like
M&M's,
Sour Patch Kids. Yeah, and I was like, is this like expired Sour Patch Kids?
Just, or? It's just a dollar.
It's just a dollar.
No, it's a dollar. Starts at a dollar and goes up from there.
Dollar plus.
I have not been a dollar. I've been at actual dollar stores.
I'm pretty sure our toys were like $2.
Yeah, our toys were $2. It's a dollar and up.
And sometimes the stickers are on our guns are placed upside down.
Right. So, well, that's the thing that's weird.
Poor quality control.
And the ones I've gone to, like the ones
in Pullman?
Pullman, the ones that are down in Renton, they're actual dollar stores.
So everything in the store is a dollar?
Most dollar stores are a dollar.
$1. I got like little wine glasses, $1. Like, I mean, that's where I go for that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't want to spend $100 on Waterford crystal. I'll just go buy a piece of glass for
actually,
$1 a day.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I'll talk to you more about this later. Waterford? No.
That sounded fake, didn't it?
Waterford?
It's funny that you mentioned that. I'll talk to you more about this later.
You're control. Like, I bring this thing up. I can't talk about
it's,
it.
It just sounded like he was reading from a script.
I'll talk to you about it.
It's funny that
I'm becoming more robotic now.
I'll talk to your manager directly when we get to that point.
Kevin's
trying to manage
Kevin,
us.
Kevin's trying to be a robot now.
Yeah. I have to be a robot now.
Mr. Roboto.
I am a robot now. I'm a real boy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyways, we're done.
Okay, about that. Are we done?
About what?
We could talk about the porn star cosplaying thing. And. What?
Yes. Go on.
Yes.
Go
Kevin
on.
Wanted to bring this up. She was dressed.
Sasha Grey was in a.
She's a very famous porn star. Yeah.
She's retired.
Is she?
She retired for a long time. Yeah.
Well, I've been out of the game for a long time. Thank you, Holly. I don't know.
Anyways.
Kevin selects his sights.
Anyway, she put on a Alice Madness Returns.
No, it was just Alice in Wonderland.
Was it Alice in Wonderland? Okay,
yeah. It was like, but it was like
it was
one of those.
Shitty
it was one of those
champion,
ones,
or it was a Party City.
Party City
okay. outfits,
right. And it was, you know, the slutty version of Alice, where it's like the skirt's really short and it's just like a basic outfit, and then she's just standing in it. But someone on Reddit posted it to Cosplay Girls,
And it was like someone Sasha was Gray like, cosplaying as Alice. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the
we
comments.
We weren't sure if it was for, like, a Halloween party or if it was for a porn...
Probably for a porn shoot.
There was no, like... It was no, context. Like, time era or, right. like, where when this was taken.
Oh, God. Okay.
She
God.
Wasn't at a con. She was just in, like, this back room. So it wasn't, like... There was no... And so people in the comments were fighting, is that really cosplay? Like, she's just in a...
Halloween
in
outfit.
In a Halloween costume, yeah. And she's not, you know...
But, yeah, I guess that does create an interesting thing is a lot of people do just... I mean, it depends on the quality. It depends on what you're wearing. But what does it matter? You're in a costume. You're doing your thing.
But people, playing.
Your costume playing.
I know. That's what the word means. Costume right. playing. It's well, you're in a costume.
But she's also a porn star. What so is, how does that factor does that in there? I don't know. I don't even know why that factors in there.
People were fighting about it.
People were fighting about it is what it was.
Because they were saying it was weird. It was like they were like, this shouldn't be posted here because it's... I think it was because she wasn't at like a con or she wasn't like posing. She was just standing in a room and then just happened to have this outfit on. I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Does that really matter though? I mean,
people get really sensitive about what cause.
So if you're cosplaying and you just happen to be like a professional photo, like what you guys do outside of conventions, like, well, I don't see any other, I don't see a convention behind them.
But most of the people that we photograph built their own outfits or their
outfits. How do you know it's only Hollywood?
Oh, trust me. It looked like a Party City outfit.
It was.
Like,
I've seen that costume before.
You just picked it off the rack and said, all right. And that's why I was like, oh, maybe it's just for porn shoot or something that we don't know about.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, that's in the gray area of like what, you know, do you want to be one of those like cosplay perfections where the definition of cosplay is when you're at a convention and you made your own costume, XYZ. Some people don't have the money. Some people don't have the time to make their own costume. You've seen the mega shit cosplays that people go in. Like the Hulk that was just like, you know, it's like
the cardboard boxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like there was one guy who had like sponges on him.
But some people are really sensitive to what cosplay is, what it can be defined as and what is not part of that like circle.
Yeah, I see that. It's weird. I understand that. I understand that side of
things. It's like people are like, it's like we're too good for that. Like it's like I think it's because it's a Halloween costume and people are like that's like a whole different like that don't put that with us kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
I guess if you actually do post to a forum that's specifically for cosplayers, you have a certain level of expectation when you go.
Probably, yeah. And it got to the front page. Maybe that's what it was. It was like the top post. Okay. But it was because it was Sasha Gray, I think. It wasn't because she was cosplaying. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll do some research. I'll investigate for research purposes.
I learned a new gender term.
Okay.
Gender bender.
And I, you know.
No, Kyle. That's incorrect because the term bend would mean that
we
got a huge argument online with someone. Where
no, we didn't get an argument. Sorry. It was someone, like someone was talking
they said,
about it.
Is gender bending something bad?
Can I? Or it was like, yeah, it was like this girl I know that I worked with. She was like, I'm cosplaying as a gender bend, blah, blah, blah. Is the term gender bend like negative, blah, like blah, blah, blah? And I was like, we work with cosplayers all the time that say gender bend blank. It just means you're doing like the opposite gender of what that character originally was.
Yeah. Right.
Like Bender, like the gender bender.
Bender. Yeah.
But then someone.
Anyways, we're not getting into that. We've already talked about that on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think so. I think we added. It doesn't. I mean, it's fine. It's called Demi Guy. I saw it on a forum, but they called themselves a Demi Boy.
Okay.
I've never heard this before.
Trying to infantilize the word boy?
That's why I am talking about it, because I've never heard this term before, actually, out and around. A demiguy can be used to describe someone assigned male at birth who feels barely connected or disconnected to that identification, but does not experience a significant enough disassociation to create real physical discomfort.
Okay.
Demiguy can also describe someone assigned female birth who is a trans masculine but not wholly binary identified, so that they feel more strongly associated with male than female, socially or physically, but not strongly enough to want to identify as a man. So it's basically like you're like in the middle. So there's like, there's like, you know, all the ones, and then you're just kind of in between.
Okay.
You don't strongly.
Why do we have to label things like that? That's what's starting to irritate me. These kind of things.
Yeah, just be.
Yeah.
Just be.
Well, then there's going to be like level. Like, well, I don't really feel that strongly about it. Now you need to label. No, just.
I'm a level 3 demi guy.
Just let them talk about.
So that was going to be levels.
This is where people start playing semantics too much. I hate that. Where it's like, well, technically they're not. Just shut up. Let them define themselves. Why do other people
have to propose? Yeah, I just want people to like just be. And I want us to all hang out and just have a good time. I don't care what you do.
I was talking to my friends about it today. It's like, I'm the kind of person where it's like, I don't give a crap what you're doing. Just don't involve me. Don't force me to feel a certain way. And just, I don't care what you do. Like, that's how I feel about it. A lot of stuff. Just, I don't care what you do. Just don't involve me. Leave me alone. You know? And I'm fine. We'll be just fine. Like, that's kind of, like I said, that's why you start playing semantics and annoys me.
I just thought it was interesting. It was a word I've never seen before.
How do you feel about this? What do you think they need to be?
Kevin doesn't care.
I don't care. Whatever. You happy?
We don't care. I mean, if you're happy and you're doing what you do, it's just I've never seen that term before, and I don't know if it's newer or if I'm just not.
I've never heard demi.
Demi guy or whatever. Boy, yeah.
It's probably been all over Tumblr.
Oh, I'm sure it's been around, but I guess I've never, or maybe not a lot of people identify as that as much, but I thought it was thought it was an interesting word. I was like, what's demi boy?
Yeah. So trigger warning, guys. I don't use Tumblr, so I'm sorry.
Oh no. I have to leave now, Kyle. I can't be around you.
All right. Well,
on that note,
what should we get for lunch?
Zips.
No, we can't have zips again.
Yes. Zips all day.
Zips is a thing.
It's the most
listed can. We don't have Eastern it in Seattle. Washington. In Eastern Washington. Yeah, we don't have it in Seattle. So we got it yesterday, and I guess that was our.
We can get other dicks.
Other dicks? Nah, no, I don't want to try
Spokane
other dicks.
Spokane dicks is not as good. Honestly, like.
Seattle dicks is
better. There's more. Well, the thing is, there's more choice in Spokane, but it's greasier in Spokane. Yeah,
anyways, thank you for joining us.
This episode.
We will see you guys next time for the 30th episode.
Oh,
wow. I'm a little clammy. I'm sorry.
Kevin, goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, nice.